Now, will you note verses 6 and 7? And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with a great wonder. And this is the first time that John had his mind boggled, by the way. Ours has been boggled before, but this really throws him. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou wonder? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, the wild beast that's carrying her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. Now the harlot not only makes others drunk, but she's intoxicated by her acts of persecution. And I think that believers at the end of the history of the true church, I think that we're not going through the great tribulation, but I think that it's becoming increasingly difficult today to stand for the Word of God and the things of Christ. I'm finding it so, and I think other men are also. Now, the saints here refer, I think, to Old Testament saints, and the martyrs of Jesus, I think, refer to New Testament saints. Now, this indicates that Babylon is more than just what most people have said is Rome. It's more than that. It's an amalgam of all religions. All the true believers were caught up at the rapture. Babylon is the residue of what is left. It is a composite church which includes Protestantism, cults, Romanism, the whole lot that were not raptured, you see. Now, it is confusion compounded and is the fountainhead of all religious error and idolatry. Babylon in the Old Testament persecuted God's people, was the enemy of God. It was Babylon that put the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace before they would not worship the image. Now, John marveled at the harlot because this was something that was new to him. The angel asked John why he should wonder when he was present to explain the mystery of the woman. And John is here emphasizing the Roman Empire aspect of the wild beast rather than the Antichrist aspect. And I think we should note that. Now, notice verses 8 through 10. The wild beast which thou sawest was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and to go into perdition. And those dwelling on the earth shall wonder whose names are not written upon the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold a wild beast, because it was, is not, and shall come, that is, be present. Here is the mind having wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth, and there are 7 kings, the 5 have fallen. The one is, the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a little while. Now, the wild beast speaks of the past history of the Roman Empire. The is not here refers to the present condition of the fragmented empire. In other words, the Roman Empire is not dead. It's just fallen apart in the nations of Europe today. Is about to come up out of the abyss. Speaks of the reactivation of the Roman Empire by Satan. Now, as we've indicated before, many have attempted that, but have never been able to put it together again. Charlemagne tried it, Napoleon tried it, Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it, and today the United Nations tried it, but so far it hasn't worked. But the wild beast, the Antichrist, will put it back together again, and you'll have the Roman Empire. Now, it is not refers to the present condition, you see, of the fragmented empire, and is about to come up out of the abyss. That's the reactivation of it. Now, it's going into perdition, speaks of the destruction of the Roman Empire by the coming of Christ. The reappearance of the Roman Empire and its great power will win the admiration of the peoples of the world who are not redeemed. They'll respect and worship the Antichrist for his brilliant coup d'etat. God's saints will have the mind of the Spirit. They'll understand and not be spiritually stupid. John said, but ye have the unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. But the anointing which ye've received of him abideth in you, and ye needeth not that any teach you, but is the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now there are seven kings. Now that's taken by some, including Dr. Newell and Govey, who are two excellent commentators on Revelation. They say five have fallen. Well, Govey gives the following list. Julius Caesar was assassinated. Tiberius was poisoned or smothered. Caligula was assassinated. Claudius poisoned, and Nero committed suicide. That's the five. The one who is refers to Domitian, who was living in John's day, and he was assassinated. Now, the other that's yet to come refers to Antichrist. Now, other expositors, including Dr. Scofield and Walter Scott, they consider these seven as the different forms of government through which Rome passed. Kings, consuls, dictators, decemvirs, and military tribunes. And the one that is, refers to the six, are the imperial form of government set up by Julius Caesar, and that which is to come would be the satanic form.